Welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we dive into the past, present, and everything in between to make learning accessible for everyone. I'm Madeline, and today we're rewinding to one of the most dynamic and foundational periods in American history, the years between 1800 and 1848. This was the era that saw the birth and rise of political parties and the long-lasting influence of Thomas Jefferson, shaping the country's identity and direction in profound ways. All right, let's get into it. To understand the story of political parties in America, we need to look back even before the 1800s, to the 1790s, when the seeds of political division were just beginning to grow. America had just gained its independence, and the Constitution was barely a few years old. At the time, there were two primary camps of thought. On one side, you had the Federalists, led by figures like Alexander Hamilton. The Federalists believed in a strong central government that could help unify the states and create a more robust economy. Hamilton was big on manufacturing and trade as keys to making America powerful on the global stage. On the other side, you had the Democratic Republicans, led by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. They feared that a powerful central government might become oppressive and take away the hard-won freedoms of the American Revolution. Jefferson and Madison championed an agrarian vision for the nation, one built on farmers and local government control, where each citizen was a self-sufficient participant in democracy. The clash between these two ideologies came to a head in the election of 1800, known as the Revolution of 1800. This election was a major turning point because it was the first peaceful transition of power between opposing political parties in American history. Jefferson, the Democratic Republican candidate, was running against the incumbent President John Adams, a Federalist. The campaign was intense, filled with mudslinging and harsh political attacks, but what made it truly historic was the aftermath. Jefferson won, and despite the tension, the transfer of power went smoothly, showing that the young country could handle political disagreement without resorting to violence or authoritarianism. This peaceful transfer helped set the precedent for political stability in the United States. With Jefferson in office, the country's direction took a significant shift. Jeffersonian ideals became the new guiding principles for America, and Federalist influence began to wane. Thomas Jefferson's presidency, starting in 1801, was characterized by a focus on limited government, expansion of land for farmers, and the idea of an empire of liberty. But Jefferson was also pragmatic when it came to his vision. One of his biggest achievements was the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, where he acquired a massive amount of land from France, doubling the size of the United States for $15 million. Interestingly, this action wasn't entirely in line with Jefferson's own beliefs. The Constitution didn't explicitly allow the president to acquire new land, but Jefferson made an exception, understanding the strategic and economic importance of the land for the nation's growth. The Louisiana Purchase exemplified the tension between ideology and practicality in American politics, a theme that still resonates today. With this new land, Jefferson was closer to his dream of a nation where the yeoman farmers, the backbone of what he considered an ideal democracy, could thrive. This expansionist agrarian vision defined much of American policy during the early 19th century and laid the groundwork for future debates about land, indigenous rights, and slavery. After Jefferson, James Madison, another Democratic Republican, took office. His presidency was marked by the War of 1812, a conflict with Britain over trade restrictions and British support for Native American resistance against American settlers. While the war ended in a stalemate, it ignited a wave of nationalism and unity in the country. This period, from about 1815 to 1825, became known as the Era of Good Feelings. The Federalist Party had largely collapsed by then, and the Democratic Republicans were the only major political party left standing. It was a time of apparent political unity, but underneath, tensions about economic policy, westward expansion, and the role of government were bubbling up. This single-party dominance wouldn't last long. By the 1820s, as new states joined the Union and regional differences deepened, it became clear that a new set of political divisions was emerging. By the 1828 election, the Democratic Republicans had splintered. The charismatic populist war hero, Andrew Jackson, emerged as a champion of the common man, founding what would become the modern Democratic Party. His rise marked the beginning of what historians call the second party system, with Jacksonian Democrats on one side and the Whigs, who were more aligned with Hamiltonian principles, on another. Jackson's influence marked a shift from Jeffersonian ideals. While both Jackson and Jefferson claimed to represent the people, Jackson pushed for a more direct, populist approach. He was known for opposing elites and for his controversial policies like the Indian Removal Act, which forcibly displaced Native American tribes. Jackson's actions and ideals helped redefine the party system and shifted America away from Jefferson's vision of a quiet agrarian society toward a more populist, industrial, and confrontational political landscape. So, why does this period from 1800 to 1848 matter today? Frankly, it shows us the birth and evolution of America's political parties and how the ideologies of influential leaders, Jefferson, Hamilton, and Jackson, shaped not just politics but the identity of a nation. We saw America wrestle with questions of central power versus local power, expansion, economic models, and the ever-present issue of who the people really are. The Jefferson era laid the foundation for American political culture and set the stage for future debates about power, democracy, and justice, debates we're still having today. That's all for today's episode of Know It All. I hope you found this dive into early American political history as fascinating as I did. Join us next time as we explore more moments in history that still shape our world. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and share it with others who love learning as much as we do. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious.